Good afternoon. Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Hi, Vicky. I have to cancel my thing because I didn't know I'm signing up to something. You send me the information. I get a free watch. It's just a shipping charge. I accepted the shipment, but you charging some kind of subscription. I can't even read the English good. I don't have no idea. So whatever thing is you charging me $50.95, I have to tell you, I don't have no idea what that is.
May I have your zip code, ma'am, so I can locate your account?
Okay, 61016.
What's your first and last name, please?
Comjo Forensic.
Can you verify your shipping address, ma'am?
4246 Flagstaff Trail, Cherry Valley, Illinois, 61016.
Thank you, ma'am. One moment, please. Okay, I see where you paid $7.95 on the 31st of January for a smartwatch. The charge you see for $56.95, Ms. Kumjo, is because they enrolled you in something called the Factory Direct Store. This is an online membership, and what it gives you is a $125 gift card each month to an online web store called Best Consumers Gadgets Club.
You know what? I know. You just say, oh, you're such a good customer. We give you something, all that thing. You may have five letters underneath somewhere. I can't read. That I'm stupid. I sign up by you people. I'm retired. And then I got a limited income. I live day by day. This one I want to order because I work every day. I can go to exercise place. That's only order, but you're going to do that. I don't know, maybe a lot of smart people, they read every little dot and they sign up. No, I can. I don't know. You can take a call. That I go tell them I can. I don't know. You maybe get some people. I watch every credit card things every month. I watch. So this one is new, but $7.95, I accept that. I did. But underneath there, maybe you did. I say, you stupid. You didn't read the whole thing. I'm sorry, Dad, but I can't do it.
All right, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I understand that. I also see where you called in and already had that account canceled, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
You want the cancellation number?
Okay.
Would you like your cancellation number, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, your cancellation number is going to be C as in cancel, 258-901-749, and I can refund you 35% of that $56.95, ma'am.
I don't know. I'm gonna let my credit card handle that. I called them. I called them. I don't know what they're gonna do with you. But
okay, disputed the charges? Now, if you disputed the charges, I can't refund.
Refund for what?
Refund the $56.95, ma'am. If you haven't disputed, I can give you a full refund.
Well,
but if you've already,
you're gonna either way, you're gonna refund money or they're gonna dispute. It's the same thing. I that's not my hand. So whatever that come better for you, you have to do that. I call your place. They say no way. I'm stuck with that money. That's why I called my credit card.
Okay, well, you were given bad information because you are eligible for a refund. But if you've disputed the charges,
No. You didn't say that. Oh, no.
I just said it, ma'am. You didn't talk to me the first time either. This is a different agent that you're speaking to, ma'am. And I just informed you that they were willing to give you a 35% refund.
Oh,
then when you said that
you
spoke to the bank, can I finish, ma'am? Are you going to allow me to speak?
Well, I know I talked to you or somebody.
You didn't talk to me, ma'am. You talked to someone else. You have not talked to me today.
Okay,
this
I'm
is a different person.
Someone else told me you're stuck with that thing.
Okay, but I'm telling you that was incorrect information, ma'am.
Oh, then I'm sorry your people did that. Just a minute.
Okay, ma'am. Well, if you haven't disputed the charges, you're eligible for a refund.
Is this a race issue? You're turning into that? My wife cannot read English. Now, you either knock off that $56 but we're going to let the credit card handle it anyway.
Okay, sir.
Somebody else giving bad, listen, if you got somebody else giving bad information, then fire the idiot. Or you're giving us bad information.
I'm giving you the facts, sir. And it said
that
the call was already disconnected because of foul language.
The other guy, shut up. Because the other guy said he gave
us
bad information. Get your act together, okay? Get your act together. Quit scamming Korean people. Shame on you. I'll see my lawyer.